The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.
Right, transfer window closes and is it a different approach from Everton? Maybe a little bit of calm under the influence of Marcel Brands. They haven't sold the Drissagay, they haven't spent big money. Let's find out what Mickey thinks as we do Fan Friday. Morning, Mickey.
Morning, mate. You okay?
Yeah, is this Marcel Brands? Is this the new approach from the Blues?
I think it's a case of having to be, mate, wasn't it? I think the last transfer window, we went and splashed the cash left, right and centre. It's come back and sort of bit us a little bit. And now we've got a load of players on our books that we're struggling to get rid of, mate. So it's a case of having to be.
So don't be too rash. Were you surprised that Drissagay didn't make that move? He clearly wanted to go.
We just need him, Steve. He's probably been our best player over the last 2 years. And, you know, as I say, I mentioned it last week to say, that regard, you know, man of the match performances over the past two seasons. Just kind of guy's been the man, like he's been right up there. So it was, and they didn't offer the money. You know, Everton did put they did have a value on him. All players have got a value. I think Everton said 40 million plus, and it was with 2 hours to go, they offered 26.5 million. So, do you know what I mean? It's their own fault. You know, PSG are a big club. They've got the money. If they wanted them that badly, they would have, you know, they would have put the money up, and Everton done the right thing by holding firm.
And they probably won't come back in for him in the summer, will they? They might have their attention diverted elsewhere.
Maybe not. And that's where you've got to feel sorry a little bit for the player, you know, because he wanted to go and play for PSG, one of the biggest clubs, obviously, in Europe. It was Champions League football. And, you know, he said it's one of the biggest clubs in Europe, which it is. And he did want to go and play. But unfortunately, when you're under contract, you know, you've got to do what's best for the club. And if we were in a different situation where we, you know, we would have had, you know, enough players or enough quality players, then we might let him go. But you just, you know, in January, you just cannot let your best players go. Unless it's for a ridiculous fee, and as I say, PSG didn't want to pay it.
Any manager wants to sign players, don't they? I don't care what they say. They actually personally want more options available to them. But I think the quote yesterday from Marco Silva was, we don't have the financial conditions to go into the market. So it's been laid in stone in front of him.
Yeah, it's wages, Steve, isn't it? We've got so many players. I think I was, you know, was watching Big Sam, who obviously has his say on Everton, as he usually does, and I think he said we've got like 50 squad players on the books, and that means obviously 50 sets of wages as well that we've got to pay out, and we've got to, you know, that is draining our resources. Something shocking, you know, the mismanagement that's gone on over the past couple of years is really needs to be addressed. And I was to say, Marcel Brands come in, he's looked at it and he's just said it's just not possible, it's not feasible that we can bring any more in until, you know, we get quite a few more out.
With Drissagay and the situation surrounding him, I'm presuming that's why he was left out of the Huddersfield game midweek. But of course, it gave Tom Davis a chance, which he absolutely grabbed. And a lot of Everton fans saying he was the man of the match.
Probably he was right up there. I thought there were three great performances. It was obviously Tom Davis, thought Kurt Zouma played well, and I thought Sengtosun up front as well. He really he put a shift in. But yeah, Tom Davis, he's local lad. It's one of them in it, especially at home. The crowd are sort of quick to get on his back, and he's learning, isn't he? You know, and sometimes, you know, you usually learn in either the reserves or the under 23s, or sometimes you go out on loan. But he's learning, you know, for the first team, and he's going to make mistakes. We've just got to sort of stick by him. He come in, he played really, really well. It was a mature performance, I thought, from him. And he's given the manager a headache, which is what Marco Silva wants.
And he's spoken afterwards about how the role was different and the midfield was different. He said he was given a free role and it seemed to work. So what was different? What was obvious about the way Tom Davis was playing?
You could see he was definitely more offensive. Obviously, right straight from the kickoff, you know, he got through and put a nice little ball through and created the goal for Richarlison. And as you say, it gave him that little bit more freedom to, you know, to attack more. I think he's not a holding midfielder. I know we all like these days to put midfielders into certain brackets, and we've probably done the same with Tom Davis. And he is more of an attacking player. And I'd like to see him get forward a bit more because he's got that in his locker. He's got plenty of energy. He just needs the crowd behind him because obviously he's a confidence player. He needs a little bit of confidence. And I think if we get as long as the crowd get behind him, especially it's going to be tough now because it's a home game against Wolves, where I think we're probably not going to have much possession against them boys because they're on fire at the moment. It's important that the crowd stays behind them.
So has he played his way into that Wolves game? Or will Drissa Garnagay come straight back in?
Probably, Steve. I mean, you can only go from the last game, hasn't he? And he played really well. And as you said there, you know, it was possibly a man of the match performance. So I think he's probably earned his place, and maybe, you know, just a guy, his head still mightn't be quite right, and might be giving him something to think about. If Tom Davis can put a performance in, and Andre Gomez, especially against a team like Wolves, you know, it's important now for Jesse Gay. He's going to be with us till the summer at least to get his head down. So, yeah, I play him from the start.
It's a big run, this, isn't it, that you've got? You've got some massive games coming up. But even this Wolves game, given where they are in the Premier League, poses a huge problem.
Well, yeah, it's obviously now, you know, the best that we can do now, we're going to be fighting for that seventh position, along with probably West Ham, Watford and Wolves. Wolves, for me, are the favourites because they're on fire, aren't they? You know, they're playing really, really well. He's got them ticking over. He's got them playing as a team. And yeah, probably between them four, we're all going to be fighting for that sort of seventh position and probably European football.
Mickey and Everton win or a draw?
Oh, right, no, we've got to go for the win. Stay positive. We're at home playing Wolves. Going to be very, very difficult, but let's see if we can put a run together and come away. There's got to be goals, I think, mate, so I'll go for it there. 2-1 Everton victory.
2-1. Top man. Thank you very much, Mickey.
Cheers, Steve.
Take care. Let's do the other half of Fan Friday. Let's talk with Jay. The Red. Morning to you, Jay.
Morning, Steve.
Hello, pal. Let's reflect on the atmosphere at Liverpool the other night because it's become something of a talking point. Virgil van Dijk's had his say on it. He said, it didn't transmit to me, but it sounded like there was a nervousness in the crowd. It wasn't quite the atmosphere you were expecting on the night.
No, I mean, it was quite nervy, wasn't it? The tension, you could feel it around the ground, really. And you would have thought, when you're getting the early goal, as we did, and we started quite quick, you know, we nearly got a second one, really, with Firmino, didn't we? So, you know, you wouldn't have thought it had gone like that. But when we didn't get the second goal, Leicester sort of, like, came into the game a little bit more, and you could sense around the ground everyone was a little bit nervous and what have you, and it did transcend a little bit onto the pitch with certain players, I thought, and, you know, sloppiness crept in a little bit and conceded the goal, didn't we, just before half-time, which it's always a terrible time to concede, isn't it, really, because you're going in at the break then, you haven't had the opportunity to react, and, yeah, it's only natural, I think, what it is. It's because it means so much to everyone. We haven't won the league for such a long time, and we're in a great position now, aren't we? Rafa Benitez done us a massive favour the night before with Newcastle getting a victory against City, and we were presented with a perfect opportunity to stretch, you know, the gap to 7 points, would have been a three-game swing, and, you know, it's just a typical Liverpool way, isn't it? You know, we just always do things the hard way, and lo and behold, we drop points against Leicester.
I wasn't expecting that sort of performance. I don't know about you, but it was way below the levels that I was thinking for that game.
Yeah, I don't think we've started very well. 2019, the month of January, it hasn't been good for Liverpool at all. You know, set the tone losing against Manchester City in a massive game, and then we went out to the FA Cup, and the wins against Brighton, you know, 1-0 penalty victory, and then the game against Crystal Palace was a little bit ropey, conceding 3 at home. And then again, you know, the other night against Leicester, you know, we just didn't perform to the levels that we know we're capable of and we have done for majority of the season. And I don't think the conditions helped, though, did they? I mean, I know you can't use that as an excuse because it's the same for both sides, but it certainly didn't help Liverpool's style and Liverpool's game plan because the pitch was awful, wasn't it, Steve?
It didn't. I mean, they tried to play some sort of true balls on the floor at the start, and you could see it just, the ball wouldn't even run in a straight line, would it?
No, well, that's it. You know, you were having to measure the passes a little bit differently, and you know, balls were being under hit and you couldn't really get your rhythm and the momentum going. It was very tough evening, really, and, you know, thankfully we didn't lose the game, and, you know, that point could be vital between now and May, but it's just frustrating because, you know, it's still only a two-game swing, isn't it? And, you know, because their goal difference is a little bit better than ours, if Liverpool draw one and lose one and they win them two games, then they go above us on goal difference. But we can't really look at it like that. We've got to just look after ourselves, really, and keep on trying to win games and hope that City slip up again, but we've still got a 5-point advantage, haven't we? So, you know, it's not all lost, is it?
Although Gini Wijnaldum was one of the better players on the night against Leicester, just felt there was something missing or something wrong with the midfield, and obviously Naby Keita's really struggling still. It's almost like Klopp is desperate to see the game where he makes that step up.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying there. When you see Shaqiri and Keita on the stands, team sheet, you know, it was a bit of a concern straight away because you're looking there thinking there's no Henderson in there, there's obviously no Fabinho in there because he was on the bench, and they left them a little bit isolated, didn't it? And I think with Leicester, then Didi's a good player in the middle of the park for them, and you know, it was always going to be a bit of a battle. And Shaqiri's more of a creative player, and Keita, as you say, is really struggling, isn't he? So it just wasn't right. Everything just, I mean, we started quick, got the goal, and then it just went flat, didn't it? And, you know, as you've already touched on, the atmosphere wasn't great either. And as I say, the team selection wasn't right, really. So that needs to be rectified going forward to this game against West Ham on Monday night now.
Yeah. So West Ham away. Does Fabinho come straight back in?
He does for me, yeah. I mean, maybe, you know, there's the old saying, isn't he? If you're fit enough to make the bench, then you should really be starting the game. But I do think because it was a bit of a heavy pitch in the conditions, maybe he's just thought he had a bit of a muscle injury, and the last thing you want to do is, you know, try that out and test that out on such a bad pitch. So maybe that played a part in his team selection, but he certainly has to come back into the side now for me. He's been brilliant for a couple of months now, and, you know, he's excellent in the middle of the park, isn't he? So he has to start the game against West Ham on Monday night.
How tough is this one going to be?
You know what, in a bad run of form, Artie, you know, to concede four goals to a lower league team, Wimbledon in the FA Cup, I know cup shocks happen, but, you know, to concede four to them is a shocker, really, and then you're expecting a reaction from them because, you know, they have got some really good players, haven't they? Felipe Anderson's good, Arnautovic was back for midweek game, and they lost 3-0 at Wolves, and I know Wolves is not an easy place to go, but you would have thought there'd have been a little bit of a reaction from them, and there simply wasn't. So hopefully they don't have a reaction on Monday night, you know, it being a home game at the London Stadium. You've got a fancy Liverpool. I mean, we've got far superior players to them, and we need a reaction ourselves now, don't we? Because, you know, we can't slip up anymore. We can't drop any more points, and it's vital that we get the 3 points on Monday night.
Fingers crossed for a good ref, eh? Let's just finish with a thought on the transfer window. Lazar Markovic finally leaves the football club, Jay.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's still alive, to be honest. I don't know what's gone on there, but what is it, 1.7 million or something that we've got, like a token gesture? But it's just been a disaster, hasn't it? £20 million we spent on him. He just never really got to grips with the league, the country, the club, anything. You know, he was very disappointing, wasn't he? And, you know, we move on, don't we, in Liverpool? We knew Liverpool weren't going to do any business. I mean, Klopp said that's virtually straight away, didn't he? And, you know, the worst piece of business was probably allowing Nathaniel Clyne to go out on loan so early as we did, because we've had to have Milner right back and Henderson right back at times. And, you know, it's frustrating. Hopefully Trent will be back soon. But if not, at least Milner probably come in, won't he, at right back against West Ham.
Quick score for Monday.
Yeah, you know, as I say, I think we'll get back to winning ways. It's important that we do, and we've done all right against West Ham in the last couple of, you know, years that we've played them. So I'll go for a 3-1 Liverpool victory.
Nice one. Have a great weekend, Jay. Thank you. That's Fan Friday with Jay and Mickey. Always great to get their thoughts. We're heading to
the kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.